There were more explosions in Baghdad today, including some which appear to have knocked out electricity in parts of the city. It's the fourth day of bombing by U.S.-led forces. We go now to reporter Paul Edel in Baghdad, where air raid sirens and explosions have been heard throughout the day.
This was the first time when we heard explosions during the day. We were on our way back from a Ministry of Information organized bus trip to some of the sites of earlier missile and bomb strikes. When we got back to the Ministry of Information, everybody was standing in the car park, having evacuated the building. They'd heard some strikes nearby. Attacks continued until late into the night.
Do you know what was hit today?
I'm not sure yet what was hit today. These were targets scattered all around the city. We saw flames rising from the east, from the south, from the west over towards the international airport. And I think there have been a wider range of targets than in the last two nights, when much of the fire was concentrated on the presidential compound in the center of the city across the river from the Palestine Hotel, where most of the journalists are staying. We were taken by the Minister of Information on a bus tour of some of the sites today, and as we drove around town, we were able to see some other buildings hit. For instance, I noticed a building that is part of the presidency on the outside the main presidential compound, but attached to the presidency, that had taken a direct missile hit, and the apartment block next door had had its windows knocked out. On the road out towards the airport, I saw another government guest house damaged, and one of President Saddam Hussein's newest palaces, which has four vast busts of the president on its four corners, had had the portico smashed into a ruin.
Iraqis are claiming that more than 200 civilians were wounded. Did you see any evidence of that?
We went to a hospital and spoke to a number of civilians who'd been injured. I would have no reason to doubt their figure of 200. The people that we spoke to had, in most cases, been people, I think, who'd been on the street at the wrong time. I spoke to three different people who said that they had been caught in the open. One young man said, "I heard the sirens and I ran out into the street to see what was going on." The most sad case we saw was a four-year-old boy who had 70% burns, and medical staff said he was unlikely to survive. He was whimpering pitifully, but his mother said that they had been walking in the street when there was a massive explosion near them and the blast caught him.
And so far there is still electricity and water, is that right?
There is still electricity and water, although late in the evening there was a missile strike and suddenly the lights all over the city went out. Now, I don't know whether this was because the electricity grid was hit or whether the authorities decided to turn the lights off. Up until now, the whole city has been floodlit, and indeed one of the buildings in the presidency compound, which has been hit repeatedly by missiles, a sort of ziggurat-shaped office building, this has been floodlit. Even its smoking ruin has been floodlit until late this evening.
And are those lights still out, or have they come back on?
Those lights are still out as I'm speaking to you.
We've heard reports that Iraqis have set fire to shallow trenches of oil across the city. Have you seen that? Do you know anything about that?
Yes, Lynn. All around the city, we saw great pools of smoke rising. We guessed that they must have been set by the Iraqis because they were at regular intervals around the periphery of the city, so not the result of air raids or missile strikes. And indeed, a couple of weeks ago, there was a day when there was a huge column of smoke rising from some kind of fire that soldiers had set in the south of the city, and I think now that was a practice for today. Apparently, the Serbs did this as well during the war over Kosovo in 1999, great fires to generate smoke that would diffuse the laser targeting systems that the American forces use.
And Paul, is there any more information about the fate of President Saddam Hussein?
President Saddam Hussein appeared on television tonight on the main evening news bulletin on state television. Film was shown of him holding three separate meetings with his inner circle. His son, Hossein, who's in charge of the defense of the central area of Baghdad and the family hometown of Tikrit, was there in the only one round the table wearing a suit. The defense minister attended each of the three meetings, and various other senior officials were in each of the ones. The president was there wearing military uniform, smiling and chatting to his senior aides in what looked like a relatively small, windowless conference room.
Reporter Paul Edel speaking with us from Baghdad. Thanks very much, Paul.
You're welcome, Lynn.